Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Psychics Gone Wild, and wild we shall be. This is Psychic Jethro. Welcome all of you to another fun show. Hang on to your phones. We've got quite a few waiting at 773-897-6461. It's going to be one of those great fun nights, and we're going to start out with Sunset Lagoon with Linda Irwin. Hello, welcome everyone to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. We're having a little fun, a lot of fun. And last night had even a better time. For those of you who are keeping track, we gave away our second basket. Got another one coming up here again next Friday. This is Saturday, and we're going to announce out the winner one more time. One of our listeners had put in, and it was Jim Jacobs. He won last night a basket. We encouraged him to write us. We got an email address. Have him write and send his snail mail to us. We will send him out that basket from Psychics Gone Wild. I had someone ask me, what all's in there? What all's in there is music by Linda Irwin. We just heard Sunset Lagoon. It's one of the songs that's in there. The signed CD from Linda from Psychics Gone Wild. Linda, who one of our hostesses and musicians. One of the really excellent gifts in this is that there is also the book Coming Full Circle by Lynn Andrews, an author with over 20 books out in the metaphysical and New Age fields, a woman shaman, and her new book Coming Full Circle is in there. Welcome in all of you. Tonight, I would like to encourage you to enjoy Psychics Gone Wild's new festivity, and that is going on PsychicsGoneWild.com, not only join the Christmas basket, but giving us your opinion and putting out a favor to all of us, as we do here, of sharing your page. So that if you are getting this from Twitter or Facebook, you retweet and immediately puts our picture back out there, retweet it out to other friends and people, encouraging us to get a larger base and a more group. That in return, we are giving you a few minutes free readings, and we respect and thank all of you guys who are following, listening, and continue to give you this positive psychic reading. This is one of the nights that we are going to have one of our really fun conversations, and the conversation that we have and the topic tonight is dealing with other activities, and this is a very wide range. Have you had an experience where someone has come into your house And after they've left, you could not feel or understand the energy. And we have a lot of ones already writing. They're going, yes, we went and talked about this the other night a little bit. We touched on this in protections. What this is when people have energy and in their aura field, they come into your space and they leave energy or they take away energy. We've had a lot of different people saying that, you know, they have to periodically smudge their house after someone has visited their house. They want to know why. You know, they can't just basically put the prayer out and it goes. They have to actually do something physical. This is a good area of extra activity. This is also explaining to those of you who've ever looked and seen with this energy that you, as you begin to open your third eye or you begin to experience more in your pineal gland, you will sense other people developing their energies in your reign and field. Going to 864, you're on live on Psyche Scott. Well, we got quite a few waiting tonight. It's an hour show. How are you, 864?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Really good. I welcome you, and I apologize. Our phones are just really silly. It took about 6 minutes to get that phone to let go and let you talk.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, my name is Dawn, and I have an actual question. Is that okay? Or
yes, please.
Oh, okay. I just wondered, as far as employment, I'm in school right now, and somebody had today, actually, sent me to a MLM marketing thing, and I was just wondering what you see, if that's where I'm supposed to go since I've been looking for a job for so long.
I do see, Dawn, you there, and I do see that you are capable of doing it, but I don't see you really. Your guides are saying that there's something else coming behind it. They're telling me that this was, you know, that, you know, you could ask different people, you could do things, you could also come up with a, you know, a base where you could be able to get other people and referrals and base to do it. But I the guides are telling me that, Dawn, there's something else there. And you have been looking for a while, but I do think that it's going to open up as the season's hitting upon us. They keep showing me that you're going to be able to work in an area that's giving you not only a guaranteed income, but also giving you a good check for a little bit to get through. And that's the reason that I'm getting that is I keep seeing you talking with and working with some other people. Right now, with what's going on with you with school and the other part, you know, you could do this financial, and I see you starting out with this, but I don't see this marketing of that type taking off for you because I see it becomes a different tax for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I'm going to school. I'm not going to school for marketing or any multi-level marketing or anything. I'm going to school for human services. I'm just trying to find a job right now to, you know, get through.
I don't blame you. And you know, it's this time of the year. And what is really a good thing about this with the human resources, you're very, you know, you can see with your heart and your compassion, you'd be able to logically do this. This is where in business, people will do like one of these for a little bit, but that's what the guys are telling me. They're also not, and that makes sense why they're saying that. They said eventually this is going to become too much for you to continually consume that because you're trying to, you know, promote and be the best you can. And obviously when things start happening there, you need to and have your life into a point of where some finances are coming in. And so I see you starting this, but I do see some other, I keep seeing you like wrapping gifts, like you take a job at some store for like part-time gift wrapping, you know, store help.
Oh, okay. I've been all over the board, honestly. I mean, since I lost my job about a year and a half ago, I've been applying for everything and anything. So that doesn't surprise me.
I know, and you know, and we're all, and all of us lately have been getting that. Remember, Dawn, to be doing that positive, you know, the breathing, the energy, and visualize surrounding you with golden energy, positive energy, and feel it like, you know, a magnet, feel it being pulled to you. It's, you're manifesting this. You see it. You already know it. You're just, you know, it is a part of sales hype, and it's like mentally, you know, it does work. And spiritual manifesting is you put yourself in a mental state. I already have the job. It's so great. You know what you do when you go in for an interview.
Right.
I'm putting on my, and I see you doing that because the reason I keep seeing with the mental part is you're fine. You're a very good positive person, but I see the spiritual is putting that golden around you and seeing yourself like a magnet, pulling in people just loving, wanting you to do the job. And I have people say, okay, I'm doing this. And it's like, well, the key is when you're doing that, when you start doing it and with what you've got with your very compassionate person, you're going to see it so quick. It's just like, okay, I've got the job. All of a sudden, you've got people just calling and they're going, You know, it puts the word out into the universe. You put all this physical, and you're saying, I want the job, I need the job. But by putting that golden and feeling that magnetic, it pulls them to you. Because what we've got is we've got an economy right now that's going completely ballistic. It's the only word I can find for it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. I mean, I've been, well, I'm hoping that it's going to get better. But okay, well, I'll look for that. And as far as what you were referring to about the energy when people come to your house,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever had people, oh, I'm sure you, maybe people, I don't know, have you ever had people knock on your door and try and talk you out of your beliefs?
Yes, I have. And it's ironic. There's another part of that other energy too. And it's like, you know, we all do our prayers, we do energy, and like you said, they come and do that. It's really an awkward thing that it's something we were talking about with the politics too. We're in that time that I was so grateful that it's over. You know, I don't even watch TV.
Yeah.
Same thing you've got with what you just brought up there. It's okay for people to do spiritual, but when they come to the door and like you said, start doing that, and then they continue after the person is getting uncomfortable, there's where I find that offensive. And there's another good example. You know, do you go to your door and you smudge to do this? I mean, some of them, sometimes I've had different groups do this and it didn't offend them. I know of two different groups I can think of right off. One of them, I had a friend back home who answered the door with no clothes on and basically was like, hello.
Oh.
And, you know, made them think they were just like, you know, very open people. And it took a couple times for that to work. And that's
right.
What worried me, you know, but it was embarrassing. I'm more
yeah.
of a, like you, a very conservative person. And I, you know, if they come to my house and I've got smudge and I would not budge because I am very Christian. I'm very white in this. I believe in my faith, but I'm sitting there listening to metaphysical music. I'm doing my meditation. I've got my incense going and like,
yeah.
you know, explain, can you give me a little more? I mean, what did you end up out? Did you have to smudge your house? Did you send energy? What did you end up doing with this?
They were asking me questions about, they asked me about my religion, and of course, they were two young kids, so they were like teenagers, so I kind of felt bad, you know, so I was like, oh, goodness, I was like, okay, and then they asked me some questions, and then they were like, oh, I just go up the road, you know, I just do my thing, and then he's like, well, he asked me this question that made me feel like I was speechless, like, I just did not even understand, like, what he was like, so what has Jesus done for you lately in your life? And I was like I just totally was, I don't even know the word. I had no word. I was like, wow, you just caught me off guard. And I was like, I cannot believe I just said that to them.
It's just, you know, and this is something I ask all of you who's listening, you know, exactly what Don just said, speechless. Think of this as a parent. I am a parent. I would no more send my children out to beat on the doors to do that. I had both boys, as everyone knows who's listened to the show. My sons were very good entrepreneurs. Those of you who've listened to the show, and Ryan was on this Wednesday, we were discussing healing color. Ryan is a very gifted Scorpio with Capricorn rising, and Ryan could sell ice to a snowman. He would have been really good at this area. I just can't visualize these people sending them out because, you know, even with your beliefs, I understand what you're doing, but think about this. I mean, this is like she just said there, this is an odd situation when you guys are doing this. I also would like to coach and approach on it that, yeah, the Lord is wanting us there with this, but you go to this and then questions like that. My first reaction is like, here's Will, and then it's like, well, he died for our sins. And I feel like I want to kind of go, wait a minute, what has he done for you? I mean, you're going to go back and forth. You're going to say, okay, show me your God, I'll show you mine. You know what I mean? It's
I
like,
know. I was just like, well, I just thought, and then I said, well, you're just catching me really off guard right now. My husband's painting in the room, and he goes, oh, can I come in and help? I was like, no, he's good. He's like, I'm a professional painter. It's like, I'm not joking. These kids must have been 17 years old.
I believe it, and I've dealt with this, and I can say from being in rural Rocky Mountains that they helped me dig a well. And actually, this is my children, and I had some stepchildren
uh-huh.
who helped this, and they were a little older, and they were left with this chore of helping dig this trench for our well that we were going to put a pipe in to run to our house. We used well water, and we were building. Well, the kids, you know, this was their chore while I was working, and their mom, what they did was they had these kids come and they had them dig most of this under the presumption that we were going to become part of their church. And the sad part you know, you've got, like you said, and these were the same age you said, and these male, they went and got their friends, and they brought in a troops of all of this type of religion who just dug this trench, and they went the 125 feet of,
wow,
you know, 4-foot pipe. In Wyoming, you have to have it down that far, you know, before it'll freeze, because Wyoming's very cold in the winter, but at least 4 foot, and we had it 4 foot, and these kids came in, and we started with this, and they did most of this work. And when I got home after a good 8-hour day, here they were waiting, all happy with blisters and everything on their hands and all their friends, to take me and my children to church, for me to be the great bearer, to let them know I work as a psychic and I'm a reader, and your family is going to run me off. They're not going to welcome arms and go, come on in, psychic Jethro, come to our church, let's all have goodies, you know. And I felt so sad. So, you know, and there's another part here. I love what you just said. You know, it's good to do that. And I love the spiritual part of helping. I agree with that very much. My children would help other people. But I do think that, I wonder, I guess it is a good part of the spiritual. But there again, we go into this part of the energy. I wonder how many of these people individually realize with your children out there. I laugh as a parent. I'm psychic. I knew who my neighbors were. I was pretty much read them. I read each person, because you trust, when you're raising children, you trust everyone you know, and you still read just because they're good.
Oh, but you know what? The best part is they were from Canada.
Whoa.
Yes. The one boy was from here, because I said, my daughter's age. My daughter's that age. And they said, he told me he was from Canada, and then he told me his story, and I was like, wow, they are far away from home.
And I love the Canadians that come in the air, and I see that, and I would like somebody from Canada to help us with this, because that is a long ways. And I do have another thing we had 2 weeks ago. There is a thing in Canada, too, that there are psychics who get paid big amounts of money to go to churches and light a candle. And we had a lady ask me of this. So if you guys are up in Canada, because now is to come in and let us know what's going on here. Let us, you know, help us with this, because I love you, Canada, but that's a little wild to me. And, you know, I just got to be honest. I mean, you know,
they were Mormon. Their religion is a Mormon, which I'm not really familiar with, but I just, you know, they're very nice people, very nice little two boys, but that was their religion.
And the ones that did the digging for me were the same, and I understand that, you know, it is a great part. I have went to a couple of theirs. I do respect them in the same spirituality, but I still, like you said there, I've got to ask something, and maybe someone can help us from this, you know, explain to us, an elder or someone, who I'm not sure what you would call in your way.
That's what they call themselves. That's what it was. Yes, I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm. And let
they
us know. You know, and explain to us that don't know how this is, you know, really done there. Because I know that, like, in another organization, they would send, they always sent, you know, two people together, which makes sense. You always go in twos, which makes sense nowadays. Also, I didn't understand they were always older people, and they had this, they had what we call, you know, the different names you guys know with the pamphlets they send out. And I, you know, they would bring it to our house and do this. What you said with the discernment is, it's good to do all walks of it. And there's a belief in the old school of the, we were talking metaphysical here, there's 7 white steps to this. And, you know, and I know that I can personally say from different ones that have come along, I am a good one because I am spiritually light. I will sit down and pray with the energy. But I also, this is a good question we're throwing you, Canada. Callers on Psychics Gone Wild, and tell us what is going on that, you know, especially with the younger ones, that they are elders coming and doing this. Is this something they have to do and then they become an older elder? I'm not making fun of you. Don't get mad at me. But I got to ask, you know, I'm an inquiring mind. And so, you know?
And just to end it, just to let you know, my daughter was sitting right in there on the chair, and like they were her age. I'm like, oh, this is my daughter. I didn't know what to say. I was kind of feeling weird. And then my daughter, after I said, oh, well, we're doing very busy. We have to go, but thank you anyway. And then my daughter goes, Mom, what if they would have came in here and, what she say? They would have had a gun on us, like a home invasion. And I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even think about that.
And I thank those ones that could do the path, but I agree with you. And I wonder if we couldn't find a way of doing this other means. I mean, you look at places, I've seen fairs with them. I've seen places where you go. And, to me, I like the fact when I go out and I see, okay, here's a sign here, they're handing out, they're talking pamphlets, they're doing it. But it is a little awkward, like you said, in the home. And you don't want to get upset, but at the same time, your daughter has a good point. And nowadays, in the fact that, you know, we open them in, it's just like the computer. We open it up to our house. You guys are letting me come in your living room tonight, me and Dawn, and talk to you guys, or listening to wherever you're listening to is on your computer in your home. Same thing there. It's like we have that, but it makes me kind of, I want to do that with all of you guys who are out there. Let us know what's happening with this and, you know, give us some feedback on it. We're having a great time. I want to thank everybody that's come in the room. And Dawn, thank you. And please make sure you turn in for our Christmas basket.
I will. Thank you very much.
We were having this as Psyche's Gone Wild. We're having a really fun night. And one of the topics we're having is obviously with that coming into the house and other people there. I have a person here from Nebraska that's writing me and said that they have had their stepmother come into their house twice. And after she's been there, the bird becomes very sick. They're telling the bird that they have is a cockatoo. And they said that this bird has become very sick. They've noticed it going in to pull out the feathers, other energies. I know that animals are affected by energy. I do agree with you. Oftentimes, I've got to be, you know, and I'm going to shift a little bit on you on this subject. When you're looking at an animal coming into your house and coming into the house and bothering the animal or affecting, always look at animal sensitivity. Now, a bird is a very talking animal. A lot of times people will tease you about this. This is a good thing for those of you looking at your totems. If you're trying to find out your totem, look at yourself. Do you have arms like wings? Do you, you know, and be honest. You don't have to be mean and brutal, but look in the mirror and say, I've had people say, I have a very face structure that looks like this, and I can see, you can see your totem. It's just like an animal, and they're looking like their owner, you know, belief, which is very, it becomes very true. It's not just a joke. Do this, look, and go. So, you know, I would say to you with the animal, I would say that whoever you are experience in your life, and I would say that maybe you're this woman that's coming into your house is affecting the bird, and the bird is sensing something you're not. Notice how when they're talking, especially with birds, I've been raised around a lot of animals. That is where I'd say your key is. And, you know, animals are just like people. I don't feel the bird likes her. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they will overreact. I know when a bird starts pulling their feathers and doing that, they are agitated, and that's their way of showing you they're not content. Try putting a little carrot juice, too, and spray your bird as they're going to do periodically, and you'll notice the carrot juice is really good for the feathers. It works well for parrots and cockatoos. This is Psyche Jethro. Welcome all of you. We've got quite a few guys waiting on the phone. We'll go right back into the next one. We're loving the fact that we're discussing tonight people coming into your house and different disturbances around your area of metaphysical. 215, you're live. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Sorry, we're taking a little bit to get to you guys. The phones are spinning like a little spinners that they are.
I actually had a question about a dream that I had last night.
Excellent.
I had a dream that I was at a party at a friend's house. It was like a family party, and my mom was there. And I was so happy to see her. She's been gone for 12 years now. And I was so happy to see her at the party, and I went over to the couch where she was sitting on, and she left. And I couldn't find her the rest of the night at the party. And I was like, I woke up, like, really disappointed. Like, why didn't she want to talk to me or, you know?
Oh, excellent. Very, very strong subconscious dream here and very strong metaphysical. I'm getting the tingles from this dream. I'm Jethro, and your name is?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Jackie.
Jackie, no problem. Jackie, what's excellent here is the dream, and I would, as my dream interpretation, and there's all these different varieties of dream interpretation, the party to me first signifies that there's a celebration, there's an event happening. Your mom being there is that your mom wanted to let you know that she was on the other side, and she was telling you this event, this celebration was an event she wanted to be there for. Being she's on the other side and other things, she's not going to be able to be here when you hear this good news. And that's what they were showing you. And you kept looking, and there's also, subconsciously, your mind is still missing your mom. You're going, I want her to be here for my good times. Your mom and you had a unique relationship, they're telling me, that you guys enjoyed. You enjoyed talking and discussing things. Now, I know people are like, well, all parents do. But I feel you and your mom had a very special one there. Not everyone does have that.
Yes.
And I feel the love that she's telling me from the other side with you is that she's telling me very strongly, Jackie, that she's not real very far from you, but something's going on with some other family. And I get that's when you kept looking for her a little bit. You're still kind of going through that. And the angels were telling me that she's working through that with you. She's going to do some love over there and help you kind of... I feel that, ooh, I'm getting emotional grief from it. You still have some grief here, and that we all do. We love our parents. It's, you know, it's when you've lost a parent you really, you know, have been close with, or if you've had fights with, it's a growth of our own. Jackie, the angels are telling me too that you have someone there that's putting pressure on you of some kind. They're telling me that you have something that's kind of putting a pressure on you right now. I'm feeling it very strong, and the angels are telling me here that that's part of why this dream's being brought, and your mom is, she's like in between you and this person. She's not liking what's going on. It's something that would really just, your mother would not go. Your mom was a person that there were certain things in life she didn't tolerate, and this is one of them, like intimidating somebody or trying to, I feel like they're trying to, they're just really, they're not really being honest with you neither. The pressure they're putting on you is they want you to do something. They want what they want, and they're not looking out for your interest. There we go.
Exactly. And I feel like I'm, you know, so to speak, dancing as fast as I can to please them. And I don't think I'm pleasing them.
I feel that, and I would love to, and I would need to do, you know, say if you have a chance, get on my site and do maybe an EB. I would like to do like an email reading, because this, you and this person have some karma together, and I'm sensing this through right with your dream to this. They're showing me the energies between you two has been stretched and pulled and stretched and pulled, and unfortunately, this person is turning you against them. It's, you know, you can care, love and hate walk hand in hand, and it's this proven fact. The key to when you do it is indifference. And this person's making what emotions were good with you is turning into a resentful. I feel like your stomach tightened, and I feel you going, like you're breathing a little bit, like, you're making me stressed. You know, it's like, what is wrong with you? Because if they would work with you and do the right, there's something dishonest about what they're doing. And it's, I feel like this has only made you, Jackie, kind of take a look at them, and you're looking at them in a different light. You're like, you know, what are you doing this for? Because what's even wilder about it is you're one of those people that you pretty much would do what people do if they just sit down and just talk to you, lay it all on the table and say, Jackie, here's what we got. Even if it was something you didn't really like. I mean, that's what the guys are telling me about you. That's really cool, but they're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I see this next couple months being a little more stress. I also see you coming through Christmas. They are showing me a funny thing. They show me like you're on a sled and you've got your Christmas stuff and you're like you're going off with this little two horses and you're going, I'm having my own Christmas. I'm enjoying myself and I will enjoy it no matter what you do.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Does that mean I'm going to lose my job?
Is it job? Is that where this is coming, this pressure?
Yeah, there's a big event on Monday, and I'm in charge of it, and I didn't want to do it, and there's some management wanted it done, others didn't, and I feel like everyone's, like, mad at me, and I'm new there, too, so...
This was rotten, and what they did was they stuck you because you're the new girl on the block with a job that nobody else wanted to do. They've worked it around because they are not, pardon the expression, got enough gall and guff to get up and do it. And it is a, you know, doing a celebration, what your dream was talking about is coming up. And it is a stressful one for you because what's happening here is you're going to be doing this all alone. And, you know, this is one of those things that you can do, but I can see where you're not wanting to. You've got some backbiting there. You've got some people that you're going to have to politely go, oh, no, don't give them the cheering. Oh, no. And that's what the angels are showing me. And I see you getting through, and that's what I laugh. That's exactly why they're showing that. It's cute. It's like you've got this enormous sled, and you've got these little baby ponies, and you're like, and you're riding off to having your own little Christmas. It's like, okay, which tells me, once again, your guides and angels are telling you, these people are not going to ever be happy. Just go through it. May kind of get through. You do the party. You got to do it. You're stuck with it. Get around it. But I see you doing it. And I do see you. I don't see you losing your job. But I see you bearing on with Christmas is not going to be ruined because of them. Make sure you do something special for yourself. This is something that... This is a magic thing that people don't understand. If you're getting a lot of checks in the mail or you're getting an income and you're not putting, at least everybody puts 10% away for their savings, at least put a little 5 or 10% on something cool for you, especially around the holidays. This is where people get depressed. Jackie, they're telling me take that 10%, go to one of those stores, you know, that's like, woo, you know, people are like, and go in there and look around. Okay, maybe you didn't go in and buy the big $250 beautiful antique, you know, armoire, but you came out of there with some nice soaps, you came out with some stuff. I feel like you need some mother nurturing. That's part of what your mom's helping. And these people at your job suck. I'm glad you got a hold of us. You've got a friend here in Psyche's Gone Wild. I've been in your position, especially with Psyche Gifted. The guys put me through tests. This job is, these are just some, I got to be honest, these are people who are petty. They've turned their hearts off, and there's like they're malicious to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a Catholic organization. I mean, it's a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. And I won't say names, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And, I will tell you this. That's one of the places that I've worked with charity in different areas, and they're usually the worst. And it's the really scary part. I have a client, and her name, she told me the most funniest thing. She goes, they smile, and they say, you all come back. You be here with me. You do this. And as soon as that door shuts, then you see the real energy, and that's what I feel is happening. And I see you getting through it. The angels are also telling me, make sure that you're doing some metaphysical, asking the angels to help you, Saint Michael walking with you, you know, visualize the energy around you, and blue, a lot of blue that's spiritual, and then that way you can just get through this, because this is a, you know, it's a shame I would help you if I, you know, we were closer distance, but the angels are telling me, because this is one of those affairs where you just put up a protection, you go through it, Jackie, and you get this party over. And you really limit it, because they're not going to be intent, and everything's like hello, and it's over, and you're so grateful, because really you and I both know the affair and the thing for Christ's birthday. A lot of times this is where people get the church and the other things, they forget the meaning, you know.
Exactly.
And you take and go off to someplace and celebrate your own little thing. Of here, Jackie, you have a little happy. I mean, I've had people do a little celebration, and they'll go home and do this thing. And I love this. And they have a little candle and their own little time and eat whatever little favorite dessert they have and just do their own little occasion. And it'll break that pattern, because what you're going to feel is your angels and guides are there. And I used to do this a lot. I used to do a lot of banquets and a lot of organization for charity. And I would go and do a lot of like kid things. I did fairs and stuff. I would go out and bring money in for the children. And what I loved is after we'd get done, I would go and have my own thing, because sometimes those parents and the people there made me want to take them and go, we're here to help the kids, not give you a place to be a pain in the cha-cha. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And put in for our Christmas basket. Maybe you'll win one of these ones we're giving away every Friday, and you'll have some really good gifts that you can sit down and open at your own house from Psyche's Gone Wild.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Psychic Jethro. We're having a lot of fun again, and we're going into the subject of people and energy, and this is a night for it. We're getting some very good and unique calls. We thank you, Jackie. Those of us were discussing the energies and people who make you feel different energies and awkward, and I love the fact that we're going into some really good topics. Welcome any of you who've got that idea. We've got a lot of you still on the phone, so going right into 818.
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Really good. I want to thank you for calling Psychic's Gone Wild.
Thank you. This is Danielle calling.
Great, Danielle. I love the fact that you called in, and we've got a tonight we're doing energies here, and because of time, we're doing one word question. I apologize. A lot of people like a general reading. I feel like you've got something going on here, Danielle, and I'm seeing a little bit of anger, frustration, tears.
Well, I'm just wondering what spirit has to say about my family. Life, my home life situation. It is quite frustrating.
That's what I'm getting there, and I'm feeling, as we talk about people, and you said what the guides are doing is, I feel like they're saying that this is not handled. We're talking about odd energies, and you definitely, Daniel, win that, because there's some odd stuff going on there, and I don't think that it's. I think there's something materially that you're not getting. There's something that you're not understanding, or that you're not missing it. It feels like the family is wanting more than what can be given, or something. There's something not plugged in right there. Okay, does that make sense? I'm seeing, and they're showing me that I get this feeling. I want to just go, what? And you're in the same breath. Everybody's going, well, you know, there's no reason for you to be upset.
Okay. Yeah, that resonates with me, because I'm just frustrated.
I can feel it, and I really feel that they're going to, they're telling me a shift's going to happen for you, Danielle, and that you're going to be, you're looking for a different area. I feel like you're going to grab on, and it's going to have to kind of do something different where you're going to grab on and say, hey, here's some boundaries, guys. And I'm going to move. I see you moving it. They're showing me. It's tonight with animals. I laugh at all you guys. We started talking totems last night with Janae Bauerwin. I've been all day playing with animals. I see you with animals, and I'll tell you what's really hilarious is I see you with a big polar bear, and you're like going, come on, and you're like you're patting it on one leg, and you're patting it on the other leg, and the polar bear's rolling up a big ball of snow. And you're like, come on. Come on. And that's, you know, it's like, you know, polar bears are the most ferocious. So I would say what they're showing me is your family's a little snappy. There's some stress there, and they're not helping. And you're trying to make that bear perform. Now, anybody who's ever worked with animals knows bears are the most unpredictable animals there is. And there's been a lot of attack. And that's what they're telling me. They're telling me, Daniel, you have someone here there that is, they want you to financially take care of all of it. There's something with the money, and you're getting tired. I worry about your back. Something's going on here where you're hurting a little bit.
I am. My hips, I have a vascular necrosis in both of my hips and need to get them replaced, but I'm trying to work from the inside out to heal because Western medicine isn't working, and I really don't want to get a replacement. So it affects my back and my legs.
I can feel it. I got to put some prayers out to you. You know, definitely listen in to the show. We are doing a lot more healing. We've got a lot of Reiki people. We're doing a color healing. I keep visualizing that with you. And I'd like to take a few minutes here, Daniel, with you and raise the vibration here because I see with this is what's happening is we need that unconditional pink around you. And, you know, people are going to laugh and say, what are you doing with Daniel? I'm turning Daniel into a big cotton candy. I want her to visualize white energy, and I want her to visualize a very beautiful pink energy. And you're like an egg. And you're seeing that turn into a very pink in your orb and around your kundalini, and that pink energy is raising there, and it's going with the kundalini. It's going clockwise and flow, and you're seeing that pink help heal you because it hurts. I mean, you've got me close to tears. I also see that rose quartz would be another symbol, another thing for you with the rose quartz. You definitely have to put in for our Christmas basket. We're going to be giving away one of our gifted friends, Kareem, put in some healing bracelets, and they're going to be in there, and she's got some things that she sent. We're working on Amadeus is another healing, Elizabeth Cosmos book, Amadeus and the Healing with the Ancient Energies.
Yeah.
That's going to be one
yeah.
of the prizes Friday. And what I'm also feeling with you is you're working, there's something else that's going on here with you in the working. The guides are telling me you're not getting to put together what really would make you more money because everybody's pulling you, and right now you're the only one working.
No, I'm not working, but I've been trying to get this business off the ground. I'm a Reiki 2 practitioner now, and I'm trying to build up clientele and trying to get this business off the ground where, you know, I work with crystals, I have the Reiki, and I call in angels to assist me with that. And, you know, wanting to open up a shop where I sell candles, I make intention incense, the loose incense. And so to sell that and crystals, a place where people can come that's not where they're not afraid because there's dark magic in the store as well. Like most metaphysical stores, they have both. And so I like to have a place where it's just, you know, just all white light energy.
I love that. I feel that. I feel with your energy, and I apologize that I was getting that energy because it keeps showing me like you've got people, and I keep seeing like a Facebook page or something going, and it's moving, and they keep showing that's going to bring people, and you've got your other things there. I need to get with you, Danny. You've definitely got to get a hold of me. I have a very funny about my Living in the Psychic Realm book, and I'd like to have my book a couple in your store because you are getting the right thing. You're on where you should be, light work and people loving the good things and energy. They're telling me you've got a little bit of a co-op here. You're going to have to bring in a couple other different colors. Now, people don't write me and get cuckoo. What I'm saying is auras and people together. I can see I'm always in trouble. But what happens here is they're telling me you're going to be bringing in a blue friend of yours. This friend is very verbal, but she's also able to get out there, do a little bit of flyers. They keep showing that they're like she's handing out flyers of check this out to help get with people.
Okay. No, that's not cuckoo at all. You are the best of the best, and I say that everybody listening needs to know that Jeffro is the real deal, and he is the best of
thank you very much. That made my night. I needed that. Thank you. And thank you for the positive blessings back. Rocking. That's cool. And I you know, I love what the fact of all you guys. You guys have made it so. You fans, and I want to thank you. Speaking of that, that we know that, I was in, the last 2 years have been in the top in the world for Supernatural UFO Magazine. That's the greatest honor.
Wow.
And I tell you, yeah, and it's like, Daniel, you made me feel very all gushy. Now I'm all like, I can't find my
wallet. Oh, yeah. And I would be honored to have your books in my store. I just need to get it off the ground so we can get to selling.
Guys are telling me it's going to happen. I'm telling you, part of what they're telling me with it is that you're going to work with some other, a couple of other ones to put it on the sale. Right now is a perfect thing of getting it in there. And I keep seeing that, you know, we do in business, we always do, you know, a lot of entrepreneur with me, they're showing me a little bit of you starting out with it. And it's one of the great things I love with that is everything now can be done free through our computers, setting it up, getting a little bit out. And I see you also, you know, building, it's like you're building an email base there again. And they said that's what's going to happen is that you've got enough. It's just getting the different people together. And this store isn't, I don't see this store until close to March. Ooh, that's, we want it now. What they're saying is they said you've got a couple other friends there who've got some of the abilities to help you that could do some of the crafts or get you into the fairs, bringing in some of that little money at different places.
Okay.
And they keep showing me like their little cool baskets, like their little, like baskets with little sewed bags in them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I like to have, like, you know, a mixture where I'm giving people the tools to do it themselves, where they have the intention incense and the crystals that they need, you know, all of the tools that they need to do what I'm doing, the candles. So that makes perfect sense.
And I see that you're in a situation there that you could do it in the place you're in. It's just getting this other, it's getting the other things like you said there, doing it, and like having a physical place there per space is what's getting you. It's like, okay,
yeah,
the overhead of a store and opening. Well, you know, that's where I do. I love the computer, and I'm also, they're also showing me, definitely get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com. We do promote other people. I do have a thing, if you've got on Facebook with me, send me your stuff. Everybody, I am probably the biggest, you know, barterer, and I pass it along, you know, because I do run into a lot of people, and what I love to have when I do with the site is good example. What they're telling me with you is we got to get there to get the money made, and it's like you're gonna build your little bit of base there, and then I see you working, I see you in a place, but it's like you're working in a store that's, it's got a funny front. It's like instead of a big glass front like you see in most stores, I see you working off a section of someone else's store. It's like it's a space and it's business and people can come in, but it's off of a store. It's, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Okay. I'll figure that out for sure. For sure. Because, you know, I like to offer the Reiki and you know, teach meditation. Or just everything that I've learned, you know, just to incorporate all of that as a whole into this. And the name that I came up with is Intuitions, ...
Oh, very good. That's very good. I like that. And, you know, the guys are saying
like
part
that?
Of the battle. I do. Part of your battle is your angels and you together. They said you're working with them, and you got all of them to give them a mission. You've got to go back what you were doing before. Okay, here, and you're turning it over, and you're working real hard. That's why I felt that. I'm a little worried about you. I'm glad you're healing yourself, but I see you getting through it, and I see it also going. Okay, they keep showing that there's a store, there's a place, and then you're working out like on the side of it, and it's like they have a place there, and the person lets you in. You're doing Reiki. I mean, I've had really good success with people with Reiki because, you know, you build it, they will come. The guides are going, here, this is the energy
right.
that will heal you to the DNA. And I see you being able to work with people and then sell your other products around it. Here's the candles. Here's the other objects.
Okay. And I know that you've had a really, really good experience with Reiki. I remember you saying on the show. So, you know, it's amazing. And that's part of the reason why I did it, because of my hip situation, you know, to heal from the inside out, you know, and they say, you know, it's uncurable. That's when you got to go inside.
I do. And Daniel, you're very correct on it. And I, you know, I got to tell you, I was at a point where nothing conventional, that I walked and looked like I was probably like a 60-year-old man, and I was 100 and some pounds and my
yeah.
arm and hand. And, you know, I think it's on my Facebook sometimes. I've had it on there where you can see the picture of me and my oldest son. And I
yeah.
look, And it's like you're right. It's exactly there. I'm also a firm believer in what they call sending and receiving. And I have seen through one of ours, Casey Kelly, that's on here, and a couple other healers, send Reiki through the phone. And I've had people call me and ask me, you know, and it's like, where do I go get this? Will they charge in the mail? Get that. That's a business, because then you can put that out there. When you're, you know, someone's like, I want to get a hold of someone through it, do it through the phone. Sit down with the Skype.
Yes. Oh, yes, Jethro. Yes. Anyone that's looking into this, write these notes down, because Jethro is very insightful, especially with his angelic team. I'm writing this down. Believe me, I'm going back in the archives.
Thank you very much. So you've been a follower. I could tell there you knew some of the stuff. I feel that. And Daniel, I bless you. And thank you for, you know, like we were telling about, you sharing it and the compliments you've given. And Daniel, I'm going to put some blessings to you. Contact us again. And I'm asking all of us together to put that positive out for intuition, .. When we come together and all of us are doing a white unity, it makes it happen quicker.
Thank you so much, Jethro.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time out, too. And namaste to you.
Many blessings. To you. Thank you very much. We're looking here and everyone's going through here. I get a little blushed there with you, Daniel. When we love with it and we do is to put that together. Make sure in groups. Go to the mini. Go to the masses. Talk to the people. Get the friends. Do the cheerleading. Get them in. I know this is my goal. This is my dream. The key in sales, they'll tell you, is to tell other people your dream, because then it puts that other person to check on you. What I love in spirituality is it puts it in the masses. And we know when two's together, the higher power will be there. What's even better when you put two and you start putting more masses together is it puts that steam and that coal and that engine behind your dream to happen quicker. Going into 646, this is Psyche Scanlon. This is Psyche Jethro. How are you today? 646 is not answering. Okay, I guess 646 is being the quiet one. That's okay. You can be shy. We're going into 770. How are you, 770?
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Jeff, bro. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good, and that is my nickname. You're very psychic. That was good. I've had a few people do it. You scared me for a minute. I'm like, I haven't been called that in a while. I'm like, uh-oh. I looked at the number. I'm like, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. No, I'm teasing you.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Someone scratched the hood of my car a couple of weeks ago, and I was just curious to know, was it my navel? Her name is Sherry.
Okay, and that's ironic, because I feel like it was, it feels to me like it was done by somebody with a bicycle. I feel like it was, and ironically, I don't think Sherry likes you. And when you brought up her name, I feel like she's got some kind of issue with you. I think she's got issues altogether. Let's just be honest. She seems like she's got some things going on in her life that's really chaotic. But I feel like somebody did this to you accidentally. It wasn't like they sit down to just scrape it. Can you talk to me a little bit about it? Because I'm feeling a really weird energy there.
You feeling a good energy? Oh, yes. I didn't realize it until I think it was the morning after Halloween. I went out to the car and the sun was shining, you know, brightly. And I looked down and I said, oh, my God, scratched my car.
Mm.
And the reason I asked, was it Sherry, because she's always concerned about my car. When I'm talking with her out there, she's just looking at my car, and it's like, what is that all about? You say you don't think she have issues with me?
I think she does. I think she's jealous a little bit of you. I think that she likes your car. I think she wants your car. I think that she's a little bit nervous of you, and it's nothing you've got energy. I thank you when you call in. You're very positive. That's why I'm feeling that positive energy. You've got energy. Now, to me, and I know what I do, I'm like, cool, rock on. Here you go. Hey, I'm glad you called. You call me Jeff. You're my bud. And
okay.
I like with energy. But I feel like she's going something here with you. She looks at the car because she don't want you to look in her eyes. You know, the eyes are the mirror to the soul, and I feel like, honestly, she's apprehensive with you. It's not a bad thing, but sometimes when we've got energy, like you've got a lot of strong, positive energy, people get nervous of it. They fear a kill, but they don't understand. You also are a very straight person. If you think it's going to come out.
Yes, yes.
You know, I like that. I like the quality of me. But, you know.
Yes, and I do have a lot of strength, yes, and I am pretty positive, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true, yes. So, it's not, but she didn't do it, you say.
I feel like it, and you're going to, you know, I feel like it was a male. I looked like it was a male with a bike, and it looked like he was being goofy. Like it was Halloween, and he was, I think he'd been out, like, having a little bit of Halloween spirit or something, and it keeps showing me a bike when you said it, and I see his face. The reason I see is I see him kind of, like, looking around to see if he got busted, to see if somebody saw him fall into it, and what scraped it was the bike. You know, it's like he was,
Okay, that's terrible. That's good to know, and it's good to know about my neighbor Sherry that she has problems. She has an issue with me, and I felt that.
No, and I love this now. You know, it's like going into the part with us too, is that you look and it will tell you that as you're going through the times and the energies that you're going into, they'll also say that. You know, you pray for her and you're helping her. And I love what your angel just said. You know, you're the light in her day that makes her eyes a little dimmer. And it's good because what will come out of this and you're going to do also with it is you're going to be also going into another part of the whole strength for you. And what I keep getting is you've got some angel work going on. We were talking here and we just had some other people talking here. And Danielle, one of our listeners, was talking about my angels. You've got some angels going on here. You are not just positive. You got some backup, girl. You know what I mean?
I love it, Jeff. I love it. Okay.
I love it too. And thank you for calling. You made me feel good. Now make sure, did you put in for our Christmas basket there in the Psyche's Gone
Wild? No, I emailed you and you said you emailed me back and said you put in for it.
Cool. Good. Okay. And everybody, as long as you got that paper in there, we're giving away one every Friday, and we're adding some more goodies. We've had people just tonight add some more stuff. And one thing I love, this is our Psyche's Gone Wild first, and we're going to continue to do I Love Christmas. Those of you who know, I'm in now down here. I don't know how it's going to be with me. This will be like my second or third Christmas I've not had snow. I used to be up where if you had a white Christmas, it meant you were going to have a good year. Now, when I was in Maui last year, we obviously didn't get any snow, but I felt like I still did. So do you have, you know, it's like, I feel like that's what, I feel like you're like what I would tell, you're like my white Christmas. You called and you put me in that kind of mood. So I feel sorry for your neighbor. It's like, would you just realize that this is a good thing? I mean, she's all like, she looks like that deer in the headlights. She's all like, ooh, little deer, you know, like, this is a good thing, you silly one. You know, I just want to leave.
I have one other question quick. Is that okay?
Sure, you're okay.
I'm talking with this man from, one of my old high school classmates looked me up, and we've been talking there every week. Is he going to be good for me? His name is Sylvester.
I do feel he is, and I do feel that this is part of it, is your guides are testing him. They're putting him through a little more walk in here, and I do feel it's going to be good. I also see that he genuinely really does like you. He also is, you've been kind of the one to shake him up a little bit, because you're not the quiet little woman in the corner, not at all. I love that.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
All right. So it is going to be good for me. He lives in Missouri, but I hope to see him during the holidays.
I do see that. I do see that, and I also see a really good thing that's also going to happen. He's working on some things that he's going to do. There's some other surprises he's got. You're making him look in his life and see what else he's going to do. You made him start looking inside and seeing what else can he do with his life to be more happy. You're a very positive person. I think that is so good.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy I called you. Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, make my night.
Good. Very good. You did mine too. And keep listening to Psyche's Gone Wild. We're always getting wilder.
Okay. Thanks again. I'll call you back in the near future.
Good, okay. And we're going here, and everyone looking at our time. We got down to that time. We got one more caller left. We got quite a few guys on the phone. I love you on Saturdays. You guys always know I do the one-hour show. I had someone tell me if they can do it in half an hour, Jethro, you can do it in an hour. So I'm working on that. I'm having fun. I hope you are, too. We had a lot of asking about some of the new and improved. Those of you who've been keeping track, if you were looking for Amy Cavanaugh, come on Monday nights. You're going to grab her then. If you're looking for Casey Kelly, she's also there on Mondays, and turn it right around, get a double dose on Tuesday. She's there with Pamela Cummings. Pamela Cummings is rocking. She's grabbing them. She's doing it. She's going all the time. She's one of our phenomenal psychics that comes in on Tuesdays. Then if you want to still have more, come Wednesday, Dina Flanagan. Whoa, phenomenal. Born with the gift, healer and psychic, who always delivers on Wednesday night. A lot of fun with Psychic Jethro. Then we turn on with me. We go to Psychic Thursdays. We have surprise on Thursday. Sometimes we've had Ryan, which me and Ryan just did a healing together with Ryan Smith, or we have sometimes Aurora. You never know who's going to be there. Friday continues on, and we are really going with Janae Bowerman. Janae Bowerman's just been added to our group. Very phenomenal, gifted psychic and fun lady, just very positive person. And we found out last night that she had done a little modeling before, and we've had a lot of people just really excited to see and know that Janae is part of our team. We welcome her. Going into the last 5 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and just pick out randomly because I have a lot of callers. I thank you guys, and you know, continue to watch and listen. If you don't get in tonight, you always can get in. We have Sundays looking at that Kelly has went and started doing the show then, so you guys can get in and have a time there. We welcome that with the Destiny cards and look forward. And we're going to 706. You've been patient, and you're in with me on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
I'm good, Jethro. It's Mary Ellen. How are you doing tonight?
Great. I'm glad to hear from you, Mary Ellen. It's welcome.
Thank you. Well, my friend is coming back up from Florida. He'll be here this coming weekend, and I was wondering if we will be going forward on the business.
Oh, my goodness. And you, yes, I do remember you with the energy here. You were the one that's got everything to the wall, and yet they still put you to another wall. Oh, my goodness, yes. And I do feel that he's had the loss. He had the relationship
right,
where his
right.
wife has passed, and he's unfortunately, I feel like he's run out of steam or something with this. I don't feel like he's got, it's like his bag of tricks are done. I don't know what to say here. I'm not being bad because this was an unfortunate thing that happened. But every time I go to see this, I keep seeing you. I see you hurting and having to, you're like trying to reach and find ways to get this taken care of. You guys had financial hardship. You and your husband have been like trying to get these other people to go, this is, you know, would be nice if this handled in our lifetime. You've got some kind of timing thing going on here again.
Well, I know my husband got, you know, good news on Friday in reference to on his side of it, and you know, they're you know, everybody's in line, and they said the funds would be, you know, Monday. Well, Monday's a holiday, so you know, I'm you know, they're positive that it will get here this week, this coming week. So, is that true?
I feel the money is doing it, and I feel this is, and I feel you guys are going to be a little bit like that, still on that wall, but that's what I feel that's going to also be a little bit of the unhinging here with this other one. I feel that your husband and you are doing it, but I feel this other one is, I feel like that him coming through for you guys is, it's going to be like a right at the last. He's going to do it. I do get him doing it, but I also see as you guys are working on this, Marilyn, what they're also telling me with the guides is they said this may be like kind of the last for him. I see him, he's going to have to do something different here. You know what I mean?
Who, Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And I think this is, I do see the compassion here, and I see from the other side of the energy that they're going, you know, through the part, and they're also saying what's really happening is that the guides are really working towards getting you to happen, too, and they want you to make sure that you go through, you know, going on with your whole life and the things you guys have got. You and your husband have done it for such a while, too.
Yeah, it's been, you know, but, Jethro, everything happens for a reason, you know, and to see the reasoning on the other side, he's worked so hard, and, you know, his business side's going to be fine. I know my husband's side's going to be fine. You know, and I know that the finances are going to loosen on that end of it, and, you know, we'll be fine. Patrick, I feel so bad because I don't want to push him, but I know he needs something, you know.
I see that.
You know, and I keep having dreams of his wife, and she's putting him in the middle of the store, you know, and into the, you know, the Victorian, and you know, it's like he needs something to get his, to make a shift for him, to, you know, but I know that he misses her so desperately, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do.
I do see that, and I do see this as... And if we get cut off, Mariella, it's just blog talk. We've got 90 seconds. What their angels are also telling me to do here and what we're working with is that they are saying that it is with that. It's, you know, and it's hurt his health. He's one of those people, and this happens a lot with, you know, lovers and husbands and wives and people. We blend. He was blended. His wife's on the other side. He's trying to get his own pieces. She is over there doing work. She's trying, and the guys are doing this with it. And sadly, this is where you see a lot of times people with the relationship go after it.
Right.
I do see Patrick trying to pull the energy. I see eventually it happening. I am feeling some of the physical hurt and pain that this has taken on his toll. It's like, you know, they've got, you know, we're in grief. I you know, those of you listening in, Amy Kavanaugh was excellent at it. I agree that what the angels are saying, but, you know, I do see that later him, unfortunately, needing to kind of what they call this the energy of a time out, because it's physically, it's, this has gotten to a point where this is too much of it. And you guys know that are doing the grief, use this as an example. Do something different than what you did when you were with that person, because it's going to bring up all that stuff and you're going to be caught in a whirlwind spin. This man is obviously immobile.
Yeah, so I shouldn't push him. Maybe I should get him to try and go in a different direction.
They're telling me that you're unfortunately the one that gets to push and getting through the last of it, and then he's going to do it on his own.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I know